What would it be?
Coveralls. Yeah, I guess it could. You have different variations of a coverall. You have the all-in-one with the sleeves, and then you have the ones that just has a little strap and the bib.
Any other name for the one with just the strap and the bib?
No.
Do you ever hear over?
Overalls.
Is that different from the coveralls? Or?
Not that I know of.
And if you went outside without your coat and you were getting cold and you wanted it, you'd say, would you run inside and
get my coat
and put it to me and
bring it to me?
Okay. So you say, so then you went and
got the coat and brought it to me.
Okay. And you say, here I have
brought.
Okay. And you say, that coat won't fit this year, but last year it
fit.
Okay. And if you stuff a lot of things in your pockets, it makes them stick out. You say it makes them
bulge.
Okay. And you say, that shirt used to fit me until I washed it and it
shrunk.
And every shirt I've washed recently has
shrunk.
And I hope this new shirt won't
shrink.
And if a woman likes to put on good clothes, you say she likes to
dress up.
Would you say that about a man?
Yeah.
What about if she likes to, you know, stand in front of the mirror and
primp?
Do men do that?
Yeah. Nowadays they do.
What would you call a man who primps a lot?
Nowadays?
Yeah.
Fashion conscious, I believe.
What about it back then? What?
Sissy.
Do you ever hear the term jelly bean for a man who primps? And
never.
Something that you could carry your money in.
Purse.
Okay. What about the little leather container that has a clasp on it? Would you call that a purse too? For coins.
Oh, the coin purse.
And something that a woman would wear around her wrist.
Watch.
Or
bracelet.
Okay. And say if you had a lot of little things strung up together, you'd put around your neck, you'd call that?
Beads.
Okay. You'd call that a what of beads?
Strand.
Okay. And something that you'd hold over you when it rains.
Umbrella.
And something that men used to wear to hold up their pants.
Suspenders.
Okay. Any other name for them?
For suspenders?
Do you ever hear of galluses?
Mm-mm.
What about the last thing that you put on a bed? You know, the fancy cover.
The bedspread?
Any old-fashioned kinds? Or do you ever see people make them themselves?
Quilts.
But what about a quilt that, something like a quilt, only it's not really quilted together, it's just sort of tacked together. You'd call that a...
I don't know.
Do you ever hear of a comfort or county pin or counterpin?
I've heard of a comforter, yeah.
What's a comforter like?
A comforter is lighter. It's quilted, but it's light. It's usually made out of light, airy material, whereas a quilt would be heavier.
What is it? You say it's quilted together, just...
The comforters I've had would be, you know, would still be quilted.
It's just not as heavy.
Yeah, I'm working on a quilt right now.
You make quilts?
Well, the club's making one.
What?
We have a quilting bee every week.
At the home
demonstration club.
Can you make the real fancy kind?
The one that we're making right now is cute. It's not the real fancy one though. They call it the shoe fly pattern. And the middle square is your solid material, and each member that worked on it embroiders her name on there. So after we finish with the quilt, we're going to raffle it off, and whoever's going to win it's going to see who worked on it. You know, the names are going to be on it.
Gosh. How long is it going to take y'all?
Seems like it's going to take forever. It should take us about another month and a half, because we're quilting right now, and that's done by hand. Well, everything has been done by hand.
Do you have the quilting frame and everything?
We're using a frame that's over 100 years old right now.
Gosh. Do you enjoy quilting?
I love it. It's so relaxing. Except when you get knots at the bottom.
Is this your brother?
Jimmy's brother. My brother-in-law.
Okay.